This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Former U.S. Special Counsel Robert Mueller testified Wednesday before two congressional committees. Questions focused on his report on Russian meddling in the 2016 U.S. presidential election. Mueller also disagreed with President Trump's characterization of the probe as a witch hunt. We get more from AP's Sagar Magani.
The president's repeatedly said Mueller's probe exonerated him, but Mueller bluntly told lawmakers he did not clear the president of obstructing the investigation and took issue with the president's characterization.
It is not a witch hunt.
Over several hours, Mueller seemed determined to stay out of the partisan fight, often giving terse one-word answers as Democrats sought to play up his report's findings. Republicans like Devin Nunes billed it as political theater.
It's a Hail Mary attempt to convince the American people that collusion is real.
And bashed Mueller's investigators as politically motivated. The White House cast the day's first hearing as an epic embarrassment for Democrats. Sagar Magani, Washington.
North Korea fired two projectiles off its east coast, according to South Korea's military Thursday. It is Pyongyang's latest provocation amid stalled nuclear talks. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff said the projectiles were launched from near North Korea's eastern city of Wonsan and traveled approximately 430 kilometers. The statement by South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff did not elaborate what kind of projectiles were launched. The North Korean launch could further delay nuclear talks with the United States. U.S. officials have said that they would like to begin working-level talks as soon as possible. Last week, North Korea threatened to resume intercontinental ballistic testing and a nuclear test as well if the U.S. and South Korea go ahead with planned joint military exercises. This is VOA News. Four mass graves with dozens of bodies believed to be Kurds killed by the former Iraqi leader Saddam Hussein's forces were found in a desert in a province in southern Iraq. Jabbar Omar, the chief of Kurdistan Region's Office of Martyrs and Anfal Affairs, said the city has found 70 bodies. The people, consisting mostly of women and children, are believed to have been killed between 1997 and 1988 during the Iraqi former regime's Anfal campaign against the Kurds. The victims are buried at the top of one another and they are mostly women and children, according to Omar. Separating the bodies is difficult, he said, because many of them are infants between 1 and 2 years of age. A federal judge in California has blocked the Trump administration from enforcing new asylum rules for people crossing the U.S.-Mexico border. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
The ruling from San Francisco comes just hours after a federal judge in Washington, D.C. decided to let the rules stand while lawsuits play out in court. The new policy would prevent most migrants from seeking asylum in the U.S. if they had passed through another country first. It targets tens of thousands of Central Americans who cross through Mexico. It would also affect asylum seekers from Africa, Asia, and South America who also arrive at the southern border. Legal groups say the policy violates federal laws that establish how people can seek asylum. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
U.S. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says that he will visit China next week for 2 days of talks to end the two-year, or I should say the year-long, trade war between the world's two largest economies. Mnuchin said on CNBC Wednesday that he and Chinese officials will discuss a lot of issues, and he acknowledged later at the White House he does not expect that all of them will be resolved. A suspected al-Shabaab suicide bomber has killed at least 6 people and injured 6 others, including the mayor of the Somali capital, Mogadishu. Security officials said that the bomber attacked officials meeting at the local government headquarters in Mogadishu on Wednesday. Al-Shabaab has claimed responsibility for that attack. The terrorist group says it was targeting the UN Special Envoy to Somalia, James Swan, who had been at the building earlier in the day. A spokesman for Puerto Rico's embattled governor tamped down media reports that Ricardo Rossello is about to step down after 2 weeks of massive protests calling for his resignation. The spokesman told reporters Wednesday that some media had published incorrect rumors and added that whatever decision the governor takes will be announced publicly. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.